Well, coronavirus cases aren't restricted just to Victoria. Seven new cases were confirmed in New South Wales today. One of them was a returned traveller who had done his 14 days in quarantine but has since tested positive after heading back to his home in Newcastle. It's the second situation of this type in the state in the last week, and it's raised some questions about whether the 14-day quarantine is long enough. Our reporter Isabel Rowe is here. Isabel, can you explain what happened with this case that's popped up in Newcastle today?
Well, the latest information from health officials in New South Wales is that this man returned from Europe. He was taken to a hotel in Sydney for his two-week mandatory quarantine and tested negative throughout that whole time. He left after 14 days and headed back home to Newcastle, and the day after he was released, he got cold symptoms. So he was immediately concerned, went to get a test at the doctor, and it was positive for coronavirus. Now, I understand he's currently in a hotel again in Newcastle. This time he is footing the bill, though, and his close contacts and his family have been identified and they're isolating at home. And it's quite a similar case to one we heard about last week in Balmain in Sydney, where a worker at Woolworths caused a bit of a scare by testing positive after his quarantine period. Authorities say he did his 14 days upon returning home and he tested positive to COVID-19 in that time. And he appeared to have recovered by the time the 14 days was up, but then tested positive again later. So it can happen.
And so what does it mean then to have a 14-day quarantine? I mean, what are the reasons for that when it's clear that symptoms can develop later?
Well, that is one of the obvious questions that people ask when they hear about this sort of case. And the local public health physician in Newcastle has spoken on ABC local radio there this afternoon and confirmed that it's a very rare thing to develop symptoms so late. It only happens, in fact, in about 1% to 2% of cases. And in New South Wales, people are tested on day 10 of their quarantine and released on day 14 if they're all clear. And in Victoria, it is day 11, so it is a bit different. But the epidemiologists I've spoken to this afternoon say they see no reason to change that system. They say that the 14 days in quarantine is appropriate in the vast majority of cases, but of course that in medicine, nothing is certain. So I spoke this afternoon to the University of Sydney's Stephen Leader, who is an emeritus professor in public health, and I started by asking him how someone could test positive after 14 days with no previous sign of the virus.
People can have very low levels of the virus, and it may not even be a live virus, but just bits and pieces of the virus from a previous infection that caused the test to register positive. In other words, they may not be infective at all, assuming that the first negative test was correct. And the tests themselves are fallible, so that there's a small false negative rate. In other words, someone with the condition may test negative and other people may test positive when in fact they don't have it at all, just because of the vagaries of the test.
Is it unlikely then that this man who's now home in Newcastle is infectious?
It's unlikely, I would say.
Should quarantine periods be any longer to prevent this from happening?
These things are always a matter of judgment. The virus doesn't behave absolutely uniformly in everybody, and so 14 days is set as the likely period within which the vast majority of people who are going to develop the illness will develop it. But there may be some outliers. You've got to be on your watch. And that's why people who leave quarantine are told that if they develop any symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19, that they should proceed immediately and get another test.
Emeritus Professor in Public Health Stephen Leader from the University of Sydney, speaking with our reporter Isabel Rowe.